Hello, hello, hello. Okay. All right.
You're absolutely totally right.
So don't talk too fast.
But you're not.
All right, let's stand on the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. First thing on the agenda is a public hearing for amendment to hear a 5-year community development block grant plan and 2019 community development block grant application. Dina, you want to read proof of publication?
Sure. The legal notice was published in the Post Standard on March 10th, 2019. Please take notice that a public hearing will be held by the Town Board of the Town of Lysander on Thursday, March 21st, 2019 at 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 8220 Loop Road, Holdsville, New York, 13027. To hear people for or against the proposed amendments to the 5-year community development block grant plan and the 2019 community development block grant application for the Town of Lysander Fire Protection Project. Please take further notice that the environmental significance of said local law will be reviewed by the Town Board of the Town of Lysander, incident to and as part of said public hearing. Copies of the proposed local law are available for review in the office of the town clerk.
Thanks, Dina.
This legal notice was published in the Post Standard on March 10th, 2019. Please take notice that a public hearing will be held by the Town Board of the Town of Lysander on Thursday, March 21st, 2019 at 7 p.m. Oh,
no.
You want me to read this right
not
now?
Not yet. Thanks, though.
But I was halfway through it.
I love your passion. We're getting there.
You're going to read it again.
All right. So can I get a motion to open the public hearing?
I'll move that.
I'll second it.
Okay, we're in a public hearing regarding a CDBG grant application, 5-year and a 5-year plan for basically fire protection for the northwest corner of the town of Lysander. Is there anybody here wishing to make a comment in favor or against? Okay.
I don't want to break it.
Don't touch it.
Coming around 1405 Greenmore Way. I was looking over the budget for the grant, and I just want to clarify that the Plainville Fire District and the Northwest Fire District are the only two municipalities putting money into this, right? They're applying the grant through the town.
Yes.
The town's not expending any money.
Well, no. We're not expending any money. We are partnering with those fire districts in the application process and some of the technical aspects of the jobs. But no, the funding will come through Plainville Fire District at a rate of $3,350 and the Northwest Fire District at an estimate of $6,700.
Okay. And is this our CDBG's not set up so fire districts can apply for them? Is that why we're doing it this way?
You know, I'll make some comments when we go.
Okay.
Because I was going to brief everybody.
That was my biggest thing because it's in fire district areas that other parts of the town are not.
So yep.
Thank you.
Good questions.
Gene Dinsmore. 7493 Highland Drive. This is all good stuff, except I think I'd like to see the Lysander Town Park drainage improvement move up to number 2 and slide the other ones down. The drainage of those ball fields and stuff up in the park is a long overdue thing. It's been talked about forever. And we got an engineer. If we get the funding here, let's get it done. Let's not be, they've been playing ball up there in the mud for a long time. It's far more.
This is the Lysander Town Park?
Yes.
Okay.
And one other issue, Papernoll is misspelled. Take the K out and slide the NOLL over.
Thanks, Gene. Gene, I'll just make a quick comment on Lysander Park. We're keeping that on the five-year plan. Currently, it's not an eligible site. We continue to work with the county to make a case that Lysander Park should be included in CDBG grant applications. That's why it's number two. We tried to get...
It's not number two, it's number five.
I'm sorry, number five.
Okay, well, what I'm saying, whether you get it on this or out of the general fund or where you get it from, that is a long overdue thing that needs to be taken care of. How would we, we're spending $500,000 introducing more water, which hopefully won't interfere with the fields, but then we have a water problem up there. And before we do anything, we ought to fix the water problem.
Thanks, Gene. Anybody else wishing to make a comment? All right, hearing no others, can I get anybody else? Do you see anybody? I thought you raised your hand. Can I get a motion to close the public hearing?
I'll move it. I'll second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. Item four, we got another public hearing, placement of a stop sign on Mercer Street entering the Giddings Trail Afternoon Drive intersection. If you could read the proof of publication, Dina.
The legal notice was published in the Post Standard on March 10, 2019. Please take notice that a public hearing will be held by the town board of the town of Lysander on Thursday, March 21, 2019 at 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 8220 Loop Road, Baldwin, New York, 13027 to hear all people for or against a local law to amend section 295-47 of the Lysander Town Code to include a stop sign on Mercer Street entering the Giddings Trail Afternoon Drive intersection. Please take further notice that the environmental significance of said local law will be reviewed by the town board of the town of Lysander incident to and as part of said public hearing. Copies of the proposal of the law are available for review at the office of the town clerk by order of the town board of the town of Lysander dated March 7, 2019.
Thanks, Dina. Can I get a motion to open the public hearing?
I'll move that.
I'll second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Public hearing is open. Is there anybody in the audience wishing to speak in favor of the stop sign? Is there anybody wishing to speak against the stop sign? Hearing no comments, can I get a motion to close the public hearing?
I'll move it.
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Let me just make a comment.
Sure.
We've done so many of these, and I don't even know why I didn't ask this question prior. Did this come from a resident, or does this come from us?
This is new development.
This is a new development.
Yes.
So this is a normal thing that we would, someone would recommend, you would recommend the stop sign in this area? Okay.
So
this was put on the agenda because of the phase 3A application, the dedication application for Pilot Metals that was withdrawn.
Got it.
So the public hearing was already scheduled. We might as well move forward, get the stop sign, have the developer install a stop sign, and we put that behind us. And once the road is completed, it's there.
Thanks, Alan.
Appreciate it.
Okay. All right. Additions and deletions.
Did we vote on that?
Oh, did we vote to close? I thought we... want to make a comment.
Yeah, we did.
So we need to vote.
That's right. He commented after we closed. That's okay.
All right, good.
All right, so number five is where we talk about additions and deletions to the agenda. We tabled items F and G. I'm guessing with the contingent of young people here, there are people that wanted to possibly make comments on those items. I would ask that you still do so, even though it's been tabled, and we will definitely take this up in 2 weeks. Better to have your comments in the record so that you don't necessarily have to come back in 2 weeks and let your thoughts be known on those items. We added an item I, which is I'll open this up to the public because we added it, if you have any issues against this, to modify the vehicle use policy, which would ban political activities in town-owned vehicles. So if you have a problem with that, if you think that our employees should be allowed to use town-owned vehicles for political purposes, then you'll have an issue with item I. If you don't have an issue with that, then we're probably in good standing here. So, those are the additions and deletions. Citizens' comments. This is the time now for those in the audience who anticipated action on items F and G, making a comment or not, pro or con. Yep.
Hi, I'm Melissa. This is my son. What's your name?
Gabriel.
Gabriel. Gabriel and I have been working to advocate for the splash park for about 2 years now. We both came to the original meeting where Joe and Tony presented really just sort of the concept ideas before anything had really kind of taken off. Because Gabe and I spent a lot of time at the Camilla Splash Park, so when we heard that the town was interested in doing that, we wanted to be involved right away. So for the last year, we've also been involved with the Splash Park Committee, and some of the ladies are here from that. And during that time, the kids have done a lot of stuff with us to try to work towards making the project a reality. We've done fundraisers, we've stuffed pizza boxes, we've been to Little Trucks Big Kids, we've been to Mercer Park Festival, handing out pamphlets, recruiting our friends and family to come and try to share information. So we were really hoping tonight to hear a little bit more about getting the budget passed so that maybe this summer the kids could actually see the results of all their hard work. So we hope that in a couple of weeks you will do that. I, along with other ladies from the Splash Park, are going to continue to do our fundraising and do everything that we can to help contribute towards the project so that the taxpayers don't have to bear all the burden of picking up this event. And I think to that end, we've got an Easter activity that's coming up at the Fireside Inn to try to raise some more money there too. So we're going to keep continuing our efforts to try to make this happen. We hope you guys will help us out.
You got the mic. What's the event? What's the date and time?
April, help me, ladies. April 7th. It's going to be at the Fireside. We've got tickets on sale right now. So if anyone goes to our page, we have the Splash Park page. We've got some links there that will tell you how you can get tickets for all the kids. We're going to have activities. There's going to be a brunch, so we're pretty excited about it. These ladies have been working really hard with the Fireside to try to make that happen. So, and then I think we're already talking about the Halloween event, which, you know, seems like a long time away, but we try to get these things rolling pretty quickly so that we can coordinate and draw up a lot of interest. So thank you. And
thank you.
Gabe, any comments?
Thank you.
Anything you want us to know?
Just like to say the fact that hoping this Lysander Spray Park's really going to turn out to be how we thought it is, and just to make sure, we're probably going to set up some extra stuff in mind if you don't think it's bad.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for coming in.
Hello, my name is Joan Foster, and I've been a resident of Lysander, town of Lysander, for 40 plus years now. And I just want to comment and say that I think that a splash park would be a tremendous asset to the community. I have a daughter who lives in Ohio, and they have a splash park near them. And it's a blast. We go when we, you know, when we're there in the summer, we take the kids and we have a ball with them. I know there are concerns with drainage and different things like that, but I'm sure it can all be worked out. Nothing comes free. I can vouch for that. So I really hope that this is a program that is going to be passed, and I look forward to it being built. I thought it was going to be in last summer, so I told my grandchildren all about it. So hopefully this summer when they come to visit, it'll be in place.
Okay. Thanks for coming out.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Kevin Road, 1405 Greenmore Way. The Aqua Leases and Motion C, is it normal to have that length of time?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
There, as you know, we signed some leases with the Village of Baldwinsville. I think those leases were even longer, weren't they? Did we 40 years? Yeah, we did a 40-year with the Village of Baldwinsville. Currently, They're just looking to update and have all their leases up to date and adopted at the same time. I'll make mention, I'll give you more information when that motion comes up on some of the things that we're working on with them. But yeah, that's very typical, especially when you're talking about, you know, there's no really other option besides Aqua. It's not like we're, no one's competing for that business. So
yeah,
it's a pretty standard agreement.
Okay. Now, I know you tabled the votes on the equipment and the F&G for the building of the spray park, and I had received the record of the bids that came in February. And, you know, adding up the numbers that you had for the two things tonight, that comes to a little over $200,000. And you keep saying phase one. Is there, what is phase one as opposed to the entire project?
Right, so good information, good place to share accurate information. When the bond resolution went down, we had anticipated not only building a splash pad, but also an additional pavilion, because we need pavilion space anyways, and increased
restrooms,
which actually I think was...
It's actually going to be
changing rooms/restrooms, and I believe a constituent, Victoria Shires, came up with that concept. At first, we thought we'd had plenty of space, but then we figured, well, you know, if we're going to bond for it, Camillus recommended that you just build it outright.
Right.
And when the bond resolution went down, thankfully Senator DeFrancisco came up with another $100,000, and so we broke the project up into phase one, which is basically the concrete pad, the fencing, the benches, and the mechanicals. Basically, it's the splash pad. Phase two is like the complementary things that we were looking to build around it to not only complement the splash pad, but also needs that we had in the park. So phase two is going to be a pavilion and bathrooms enhancements. So those are that was another $100,000 that Senator DeFrancisco came up with.
Okay. So when you were talking in the work session, you were going over the monies you have currently, and you said $100,000 grant. Do we physically have that money?
No, the $100,000 grant is a reimbursement grant.
Okay.
So we have $240,000 in lieu of parks fees, and we'd probably have to authorize a temporary transfer out of unallocated or contingency, either one of those. And then we're reimbursed by the state in that those funds are replenished.
Okay. And how long does it normally take to get the grant money?
Well, once it's approved, it's pretty quick. I don't know what...
They have up to 60 days, right, Dave, to pay, I think is what it is.
Okay.
They have a fund.
Yeah.
So it's not like when... If you get all the quotes, it's not like this is going to sit on the books for a year.
No, it's not like the grant application process itself.
Right.
No, it's actually... Once it's approved by the state and they put the final stamp on it, which we have for phase one, phase two is still in process. We will not even entertain phase two until we jump through all the hoops that we need to get that other $100,000.
Okay. And then my only other question was, you know, based on the quotes here, the bids, I guess I'm not seeing where, I mean, does the bid from Tiroli, does that cover the actual physical building of the pad?
No, so no? We're going to, the trades, the Tiroli's part of it will be there at work. The actual trades, plumbing, mechanical, and masonry, will be separate RFPs for that labor. We're going to purchase all materials off of county bid items. It's a little more legwork for my office, but it can cost down the close.
Okay. So we, we see that we got $200,000 there. What do we have an estimate on what that's going to be, or we're
total
going to
cost,
find out more?
Total cost right now is estimated to be $325,000 for phase one, which includes a 10% contingency.
Okay. Now, how did that compare to how you had originally bid the project when it was everything?
Original phase one, we had at $285,000. We are seeing increased contractor costs this summer. It does appear that there's a lot of work out there, and when there's a lot of our contractors aren't hungry and they don't sharpen your their pencils for you.
Right. Okay. I mean, it just, as a resident, you know, we had various discussions about it. I carried the petitions to let the people vote on the bonding, as other people sitting here did. And we're 20% over on what we're doing now, and we're having our engineer do a lot more of the project than we ever planned. How far down are we going to go this road?
Well,
I'm just wondering, how is the town board feeling? We're estimating we're 40 grand over on this part. If it was, it's almost 20%.
Yeah, so
if the next part comes in 20% over, do we just keep saying yes?
Well, so I think we've got a pretty good estimate as far as our research goes on what those other bids are going to come in at. There's a process that has to take place. RFPs have to be sent out. We have to see what those numbers are. Fortunately, the only numbers that we don't know about equates to about 25% of the project. So it's not, even if it was well over what we'd anticipated, the impact is going to be small relative to the total cost of the project.
Okay.
So we're just going to have to cross that bridge when we get there.
Okay.
Thanks, Kevin.
Thank you.
Hello, guys. My name is Casey Ostrand. I live at 3 Equidale Avenue. I put a couple words together. Just wanted to talk a little bit about the community and, you know, what I think the parks bring to the community and what an asset they are. So my family and I moved to Baldwinsville about 10 years ago. We love the community. It's a great place that brings people together from the restaurants, bars, the youth sports, schools, social events. I believe there's a lot of great people that have built this community and are continuing to build the community. Parks are an area that invite people to come together, enjoy nature, and facilitate recreation. Lysander Park is an asset of the town that I believe is vastly underutilized. I think it's a great asset, but my belief is if we had more people using that asset, really the value goes up. Even if it takes an investment to get there, I really believe, you know, it's something that people could enjoy a lot more of. We have an opportunity to invest in the park where almost half the money comes from a grant and close to half comes from a fund that's limited in scope. I feel the issue has become a political football where a narrative has been circulated that puts the project into question. At least to me, this is not a political issue. This is an investment in our community and, most importantly, in our kids. The proposed Spray Park is almost 50% funded by grant money, and a large chunk of it has been set aside. You know, I try to imagine that financial situation with other things. If we were going to buy, you know, a new dump truck, we said, hey, we got half the money coming in from a grant, and half the money, we were good stewards, we put aside, and it's ready to go. I feel like people would be jumping up and down if you were in this financial system or this financial situation. If you applied it to almost anything else we're getting ready to spend money on. you know, I realize this is an expenditure that's above and beyond what has to happen in the town, but I believe investments like this will have moved Baldwinsville from a factory town to a friendly, inviting place that people, frankly, are flocking to. We're seeing people all across the county come to Baldwinsville. You know, I believe it's things like this that add to the fabric of the community that people are really, you know, drawn to. We got a great park system in Onondaga County, and we have two of the best employees from that park system on our town board. I'm not sure if everybody knows, Bob Gerasi was the head of parks for Onondaga County, and Bob Ellis was the head of Onondaga Lake Park, which is one of the crown jewels of that park system. To me, we have got the dream team of parks expertise on our board, and they're asking to use that expertise in a way that will bring a lot of value and excitement to our town. So I can't imagine having a better crew out there to approve this project and to see it through to completion. I'm excited to see this spray park move forward. I'm excited to see my kids play, meet new friends, and make memories in this park. Our community is worth investing in, and I encourage our town board and the wider community to support this project. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jason.
You're here. Welcome.
Excuse me, Casey.
feel like I don't really need to follow this up. Thank you for being here. My name's Kim Lane. I live on Woods Road. I've been in corporate business since I was 18 years old, and since I joined the Lysander Spray Park Committee, I had a really fast crash course in politics. This has been a very interesting journey. We've learned a lot along the way. I personally have been very honored to be a part of it. Being at the events, you know, something as simple as like an ice cream social that turned into 300 plus people coming out to talk to us. Bob came out, he got to talk to people, answer questions, you know, the big trucks event, again, kids coming over just excited to throw a ping pong ball into a fishbowl to talk about the park, you know what I mean? Like, it's the little things like that, like Casey said, that bring us together, and it's the hometown feel that I think our town brings to a place that's really close to a city that doesn't always get that, you know? I feel like a spray park is a very progressive item to have in our town. It's handicap accessible. It would be free to use. You know, not a lot of kids always have access to those things if you are, you know, not of means and if you are not fully able. So, you know, there's so many good things that could come of it, and I just hope that when you make that vote, you know, Bob, remember those events. You know, remember the people you talk to that were excited about, the people that stop you in the grocery store and say, you know, hey, I thought this was going to open already. You know, the support is there, the community wants it, and it's just going to be a really great thing for our town. So thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you. Thanks, Jim. Thanks for coming.
Jane Dinsmore, 7493 Highland Drive. Okay, and my good friend Casey over here, who I enjoy most of the time, is misled and out in left field on this project, okay? Not because of the project is a fun thing, there's no question about it, okay? If it was at Old Forge or somewhere where they had enough people to justify it, that would be wonderful. Our two parks veterans over here are well aware that they tried to put one of these at Jamesville Beach a number of years ago.
Not true. Okay, if you're going to make a statement, Gene, be sure your facts, it was not a spray park, but keep going.
Okay, well, it was something along that line.
No, it wasn't. It was okay, it was a right. Water park.
Well, then we won't talk about that then. All right. I will talk about the fact that I did my due diligence and went over to Camilla's every time we had a specifically hot day. That's when you can enjoy a spray park. Okay, we don't have that many in central New York. I believe I went over 8 times from July to September, okay, and I took my pad and I took attendance, counted the number of small children, 10 and under. I had to estimate their age and couldn't really check their ID, but seldom was there ever more than 6 to 8 children in that age group. One time, I counted 17. Okay, so occasionally they do get some play over there, and when it was brand new, they got a lot of people, and everybody got excited, and the spray park craze spread throughout central New York. But if you look around, you'll find out that the city of Syracuse had a very small version, which they've since taken out. I don't know the specific reasons why they took it out, but they did. I went up to Oswego last summer to observe the one. They have a very modest one, doesn't have all the fancy stuff that we're talking about, but it is in fact a pad, splash pad, spray gizmos on it. And there was only one kid in there, one teenager, the day I went up there, because there was something going on in that boat harbor next to it, and that's where all the people were. So they're not getting much play out of it. So I'm questioning not spending money on this park. I say put in some ball fields, walking trails, more picnic shelters. Spend, we are underspent on our parks. I agree with Casey. We have not spent a reasonable amount of money and time and effort developing our park. Okay, we haven't fixed the drainage in it since it was donated to us 30 years ago. Okay, there's lots of things that could be done with that park that we could afford to do. Okay, but we're now putting the icing on a cake that was never really had all the ingredients it needs. That park needs a lot of work, a lot of things that we could be doing to it instead of spending this kind of money on a fancy amusement. But don't get me wrong, I mean, if you go and sit and watch one of these parks in action, the kids have a blast. They're a lot of fun. But it requires really hot weather, and the water hopefully isn't too cold. Okay, so if you really go around to the, I think there's one in Geneva, there's one in Camillus, there's a few around. Go to those parks and count. Get the clicker or whatever. Count how many people actually are making use of it before you go off on a tangent and spend a lot of money. Okay, so
thanks.
Still like Casey, but I think his rationale is off base. Thank you.
Thanks, Gene.
Taylor Rector, 2135 Mercer. I'll just say that my kids spent quite a few days last year in Camille Spray Park. I have a one-year-old, a three-year-old, and a five-year-old, and my wife took them there many times. They had a blast. I think the spray park's a great idea. I speak for a lot of people when I say that. I have friends, family members, everyone's in support of it. It's a great investment for this community. A lot of kids will have a lot of fun, and it's money well spent.
Thank you.
Thank you. Still.
I can speak twice, right?
Sure.
Okay, Joan Foster, 45 Carousel Lane. Now I just forgot what I was going to say. okay, came back to me. I had three children. I always felt a little bit bad because we never had a pool. I always thought that would be very nice for them to be able to hop on their bikes, go down to a pool to swim. Instead, you know, it was Van Buren Pool, you know, across Beeville, a ways away. We did have that though, so I was grateful for that. I just think of the spray park would be such a nice asset and something for our children to do in the hot summers. I disagree with, you know, the times I've been to the splash park, this one's in Ohio, but it's always very well attended. In fact, in Oxford, where my daughter lives, they have these fountains in their park that aren't meant for recreation, but the kids go and they run through them and they just have a ball in these fountains that are supposed to be decorative. So I find it hard to believe that kids aren't using the splash park.
Thanks, Sean.
Thank you.
Is there anybody else wishing to make a comment? Okay. All right. I thank everybody for coming in. Continue to follow the agenda. There will be action in 2 weeks on this. These same agenda items plus three more will be on the agenda for consideration. If you can't make it, you know, obviously we're gonna We're going to read your comments, or have your comments on this project. I do have some other, though, that came through email that I should probably read into the room. I got an email from Eric Bacon, who's the Director of Parks and Recreation at the Town of Camillus. Addresses Supervisor Saracini. Good afternoon. I wanted to send you a short note to wish you luck with your meeting next week. We'll hopefully allow to move forward with your splash pad project. As a fellow public servant, I know the challenges and dedication that it takes to see good projects come to fruition. I believe that your patience and persistence will pay off, and as a result, your residents will have a wonderful facility that you can enjoy for years to come. I look forward to hearing the outcome. As always, if I can assist in any way, please let me know. I got another letter from Sharla Roth. Dear members of the board, I'm writing to you to ask that you vote to approve the budget for the Lysander Spray Park. The Spray Park will enrich our community and provide a benefit to all that you serve. The Lysander community needs more options for young children to encourage outdoor play. I'm excited for the opportunity, as I am positive this will bring more residents out of their homes and to our park. Thank you for your time and consideration with this vote, and hope that you will pass the budget so we can move forward as a community and provide more opportunities for us all.
Resident?
Edgewood, yep. Lutchinger?
Lux.
I'm sorry, Lane. This is Erica Jones, to whom it may concern. I am unable to attend the meeting next Thursday. Did not want to miss the opportunity to let you know, our elected town board, that I support this project wholeheartedly and ask that you vote yes. A free, safe place for all children of all abilities to play and socialize would make an amazing addition to our awesome family-oriented community. As a mom of two young boys and as a resident who moved here from Liverpool wanting to raise our children in this community, it's a no-brainer. Please vote yes for our kids. And then Amy Nash on Tabor Street in the village. I write to you today to ask that you vote to approve the budget for the Lysander Spray Park. The construction of the Spray Park will greatly enrich our beautiful community. The Spray Park will encourage children of Lysander and the greater Ballinsville area to be active in outdoor play. The design of the Spray Park allows children of all ages and ability levels to access every feature and promotes an environment of inclusivity which is not readily available in many community parks or pools currently. In addition, the community will also benefit from the influx of visitors to the Spray Park. Whether they stop to have dinner or fill up their gas tanks, that will be more people patronizing our local businesses and bringing more money to spend in our community. Perhaps some of the visitors end up liking our community so much that they decide to move here, thus growing our tax base. I thank you for your time and consideration, and I ask that on Thursday, March 21st, you vote to invest in the children of this community. I ask that you vote to promote an environment of inclusivity, and again, I ask you to vote to approve the budget for the Lysander Spring Park. So I'll provide those letters to you as well. All right, any other comments? And any other issue at all in the town? All right. Move on. Town board comments. Roman?
I appreciate everyone coming tonight. Mr. Supervisor, I appreciate those letters from those constituents. I'm glad that the board is not voting this evening on those issues, but I look forward to making a decision and making a vote at the following board meeting.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Pete?
I would also like to thank everybody for coming, everyone who came up to the microphone as well. It's important that you give us your opinion. That's how we make our decisions. So thank you very, very much. Other than that, go issue. And I'll move on with the agenda.
Okay.
Bob? Well, I enjoyed the comments. It's always good to hear from people. Sometimes we have these board meetings and we don't really hear from folks at all. I am greatly looking forward to our next meeting because it's going to be good. I can't wait to say things from my perspective as a former commissioner of parks, and basically recreation was my professional career, in terms of why I feel it's such a good thing for this community, what we're ready to embark upon. So, 2 weeks. Thanks.
Bob?
I, too, would like to thank you for your comments. They're very helpful. And looking forward to the next meeting.
Thanks, Bob. You know, this has been a project that has rolled out very slowly. And we did that on purpose. Even vetting the project, it was covered by PACB in the public outreach meetings. It was reported on. Once there was momentum behind the project, I thought that it would be prudent to go after grant dollars. Unfortunately, when you go through that process, it slows everything down. And typical approval for a SAM grant is about a year and a half. We were able to get it in under a year, but in the meantime, we had a bond resolution where I think people were confused on what they were voting for. I think people thought that they were voting in favor or against the project. I've talked to many people who thought that. I talked to many people who were against bonding for it but support the project. I think we have done an excellent job, the board, the town, of being very transparent about this project. I don't know what else we could have done to be more transparent about a park improvement. Yeah, so I thank everybody that came out tonight. 2 weeks is a very short time compared to the work that we put on up to this point, so I just ask that you be a little bit more patient. That saying again, the wheels of government turn slow. But sometimes that's for a reason. So I thank everybody for coming out on both sides of the issue. This is not something that should split our community apart. I just ask that everybody put this project in perspective. This is a park improvement. This is a fully funded park improvement. $200,000 has come from the state of New York, which we all, look, there's no grant tree. There's no magic tree where we just get grant dollars from. We all pay tax dollars into grants that are spread out throughout New York State, many times not landing back home. $200,000 came back to us. The other part of the funding are fees that we charge developers when they come in and they build these big housing projects. The town has a choice. We either take land for another park and spread our resources, or we take money to improve the one park that we have. And time after time, the town has chosen to take funding to improve the one large, centrally located park that we have. No local tax dollars are funding this project. And I said it in the work session, I'll say it again, it's too bad PACB is not here to record this. In anticipation of this project being built this year, the parks budget went down by $2,000. I don't know, I can't put out enough fires that were started about this project, and that's a shame. And I do agree that it turned into a political football. I've been very open with my support on it, and I've done everything in my ability to make sure that the taxpayers are not impacted by this park improvement. So thank everybody for coming out on it, and stay tuned, and we'll have it talked about again in 2 weeks and decided on in 2 weeks. Just a couple other comments. I try to keep the community up to speed on initiatives that we've got going on in the town. Some of the things that we're going to be looking at in short order, we're going to be looking at a fence code. We're going to be looking at a deck code, an LWRP, which is a local waterfront redevelopment plan. I've mentioned this before. We have 31 miles of waterfront from Cross Lake over to Phoenix. Our whole southern border is water. Our whole eastern border is water up to Phoenix. Local waterfront redevelopment plans offer us an opportunity to really explore recreational opportunities and economic development opportunities along the waterfront. Once you have an LWRP in place, it opens the floodgate oftentimes for grant funding, and it can be a catalyst for business. We need a sign code. Our sign code is weak. I've been told that by people that make signs, warning us that our sign code is weak. 5G cell tower networks legislation. It was introduced during a work session. We've got to get ahead of that. It's our goal to have legislation in place by April 15th deadline set by the FCC. We're given very little control over that new technology that's rolling out. Basically, we have a say over franchise fees, aesthetic issues related to the infrastructure, and location. So we've been presented with a template to work off of, and we'll be having a public hearing established tonight to hopefully pass that legislation. Tonight, you're going to hear us vote on a CDBG, which is a Community Development Block Grant Program. I'm really excited about this, specifically for the residents in the northwest corner of the town. In working with CDBG, we typically as a town don't get involved with that because we have so little area that's designated a need area. In the area that is designated, we don't have a lot of infrastructure. In regularly meeting with our fire departments, specifically Cody, Plainville, and in Northwest Fire District, which is a combination of Lysander and Baldwinsville, there's a need for dry hydrants. There's a need for repair of dry hydrants, and there's a need for more dry hydrants. We don't have water mains out in that area. So I called CDBG, and they were willing to entertain a grant application because so many people of need will be serviced by that. So I'm excited about that. We'll be voting on that tonight. Unfortunately, there's a process that plays out. We probably won't hear the results of our application until June. But it was great working with those fire departments. I love what they do, and I'm happy to help them out in any way I can. I want to reiterate that Thursday, April 11th, we'll be hosting our county executive for a town hall meeting, Ryan McMahon. I'd invite everybody to come out and meet him. He's very energetic. He's young. He's young-minded. And he brings a new, I think, perspective from that post. That is, when he looks out from the 14th floor of the Civic Center over the county, he sees partners in the surrounding municipalities. And that's exciting. He doesn't see us as entities that he must deal with. He sees us in partners trying to fix problems. And then one final thing, I've been working with residents on Route 370 and River Road on enhanced traffic patrol. I've reached out to the state troopers as well as the sheriff's department to try to get a handle on some of the speeding that we're seeing on those roads. We've tried to reduce the speed limits on River Road and Route 370. Both requests were denied. We asked in both instances that the state revisit that. We were denied again. So we're going to rely on traffic control and speed traps. It was funny when I called the sheriff's department, they were asking if I would like to sign a contract for an enhanced service. And I said, well, no. Maybe just tell the guys that are out here to spend some more time on those roads in particular. And if we find that there's an issue with speeding, maybe we go down that road. But I'm not ready to propose that we spend more money on county patrols at this point. Other than that, there's some other comments I'll make as other items come up to vote. All right. So, can I get a motion to adopt the minutes of the previous meeting?
I'm sorry,
February 21st and March 7th.
I'll move that.
I'll second that.
Any discussion?
Yeah, I'm going to abstain on the March 7th one.
I'm going to abstain from the February 21st.
That's why we didn't vote on.
Yeah, I'm going to abstain from February 21st as well.
All right, so let's do this in phase.
Sorry.
All those,
Dina?
Yeah, just so that we've got a quorum. So all those in favor of approving the February 21st minutes, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, you guys can't vote on that. So those pass. All those for approving the March 7th meeting minutes.
Aye.
Vote aye.
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 Or nay. Aye. Motion's passed. All right. Department head reports. Al. Okay, Tony.
I first of all want to say thank you to the board for the Spring Park project and getting this far down the line of this. I know we're tabling it, and I know things move slow, and I'm working with that. But I want to say thank you for your enthusiasm and your support behind the project. This was a perfect thing of that outdoor pivot that you guys had asked me to do. You asked me to focus on outdoor recreation and get people to come to the park and visit the park, and what's going to draw people to our park and our facilities. And I think this is that pivot that we were looking at. And that goes back to 2 years ago, 3 years ago, when we decided to go on this pivot of focusing on drawing people into our park. And I just want to say thank you to that. I want to say thank you to the Spring Park committees and their involvement and everything that they've done and giving up countless hours and time and meetings and putting special events together and things like that. There are designated people out there that are very energetic about it, very enthusiastic about the project, and we want to see it through. And they've been doing a lot of things behind the scenes and trying to make this come into reality. And it's been 2 years that they've been involved in it and seeing it through. And I just want to say thank you and keeping my hopes up that it's this project is eventually going to come to fruition. And Casey, I know he left, but Casey hit it right, the nail on the head. It is a quality of life. It is a way to bring community together. And I know that if this project was to happen, and it's the shot in the arm that my park and my department needs to get what Gene was talking about and bringing the infrastructure up to what it needs to be and drawing more people into using our facilities and getting the nice things that we need in that park. And I would be, not to argue with his point, there are things that we could use at that park, but something like this brought to our community and brought to our park and brought to this department is the shot in the arm of looking at those other things and bringing them back up to where we need to be. So I just want to thank everybody and their involvement into this project. It is a capital improvement project, and this is probably well overdue, and I just want to say thank you to you guys of getting this far down the road and not just pushing it to the side and putting it on the back burner. We've been moving and moving, and hopefully in 2 weeks we will come to an answer. Other than that, I want to just mention an Earth Day project that we got coming up Saturday, April 27th. We're looking for volunteers from 10 to noon to do an Earth Day project at the park. We'll be doing what we basically do. We get fresh mulch and we put it down on the playground, and we'll get mulch and we'll mulch our trees and our flower beds, and we'll pick up debris and brush and all that kind of stuff at the park. So we're looking for volunteers on April 27th from 10 to noon. And I'm also proud to announce that we'll be working with the Kiwanis Club, and we picked our date for our fishing derby, which is May 25th. Is a Saturday, and it's for ages, I believe, 13 and under. It's a free program sponsored by Kiwanis, and we'll be partnering with them this year on that, and it's from 8 to 10 p.m. on May 25th. So,
and the first 50 kids that register get a free fishing pole.
Correct.
At Mercer Park.
Door prizes.
And that will be going up on our registration here in the next couple of days.
Awesome. Anything else?
That's it. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Tony. Tony?
Here.
I'm good.
David? Teresa?
Yes. 'Tis the season for a change of assessment notices.
You're popular.
Yes. preliminary change of assessment notices totaling $4,789 were mailed last Friday. Our procedure is always the same. We start with sale price adjustments that are determined by New York State Office of Real Property Tax Services. those time adjustments are applied to our sales to determine where our level of assessment is. And the adjustments over the past 4 years for the town of Lysander as a whole has been a plus 8% for residential properties. And the 2019 review of neighborhoods indicated 10 neighborhoods with a level of assessment of between 84% and 95%, which does not pass the requirement to be 100%. All of those neighborhoods were reappraised. In addition, 14 neighborhoods were trended up, either plus 3% or plus 5%, depending on their level of assessment and the last time they had a change. That range was 72% to 93%. The level of assessment is determined by comparing numbers that the state generates, numbers that I generate, by neighborhood, house style, everything. And we compare all those numbers and come up with a plan of how to maintain the assessment level at 100%. This is the same procedure that we do every year. At the bottom of the preliminary change of assessment notice is a little paragraph that states when I'm available for meetings and for comments. We are open for business. We are taking phone calls, and I will be meeting with property owners starting next week and 2 full weeks in April, as well as a couple of evenings that we have scheduled. And other than that, the income verification program that's mandatory for the STAR exemption this year, the deadline is Monday. I'm happy to report that all of the information that we had to glean from those applications and put into the state database by Monday is in. And the only ones that aren't in are the ones that we're still awaiting income or proof of age or something that we can't approve the exemption. So, and they will be added at a later date. And we'll entertain questions.
I got one.
Sure.
So a constituent asked me the other day, and keep in mind, this board has nothing to do with the assessed values of this town. That is an office I stay well away from. You do a great job. Your office, under an audit this year, performed very well. I'm confident in the job that you're doing. Question was, so let's say there's a development, and there's a development that's existed for 20 or 30 years, and a stub street all of a sudden becomes attractive, and a new development is a brand new development with a different style housing is built. So you're talking brand new homes at a with new amenities compared to older homes. How do you break that neighborhood up? What's the process for that?
We review what they're actually putting in. A good example is where they located Timber Banks, off of River Road, a mix of properties, older homes. When Timber Banks was put in, it was a new development. There's some different types of houses in there. There's a little golf course. An individual neighborhood code was created specifically for Timber Banks. And so when we are looking to value properties in Timber Banks, we are looking only at the sales that are occurring in that neighborhood. We've done the same thing in Radisson. Radisson is broken up. Townhouses are in a specific neighborhood. And Radisson, because it encompasses a lot of years built, but they're still located in Radisson as a whole, our single family houses in Radisson are all broken out into three neighborhoods. And that's by age. The oldest ones are in one neighborhood, the ones from the 90s are in a neighborhood, and the newer ones. We have a neighborhood now that's in Radisson that were built 2000 and newer. Well, when we did that, about 8 or 9 years ago, we only had, 10 years worth of sales. Now we've picked up and we're looking at almost 20 years worth of year builds. So we are actually looking at now breaking that neighborhood in Radisson of the newer homes into two separate areas.
Okay.
And that's how it's handled no matter where the development goes in. And that's how we value, and that's why the reviews are done by neighborhoods.
Great.
Not as a town We start as the town as a whole, but then we look, we pick that, the town apart and look at all the individual little neighborhoods that we have.
Because Teresa isn't regularly with us, and assessments did just come out, for the benefit of the people that showed up tonight, if you have a question concerning assessments, I'd open it up for any questions that the audience might have of Teresa this evening. Anybody? Okay. Thanks, Teresa. Appreciate it. Dina?
I have a couple of things. The first thing is I'd like to ask the town board for permission to post this meeting on the website, the recording of it, since PAC B isn't here. I didn't know they weren't coming tonight. So is that okay?
That's fine.
Okay. And then the second thing is that the April Planning Board meeting has been rescheduled to Monday, April 15th at 7 p.m. in the auditorium, since the county executive is coming here on a planning board meeting evening. And then the other thing is motion H. I was wondering if it would be all right if I changed the wording a little bit to put in to authorize the town clerk to advertise. Well, it's kind of a little backwards.
Wait, what?
It's a little backwards. I just want to say to authorize the town to hold a public hearing on April 4th, 2019 at 7 p.m. for the proposed 5G telecommunications local law, and then this resolution shall authorize the town clerk to advertise for same.
Do you have that written down?
Yes.
I'm fine with that amendment to...
Is that okay, Al, too?
Motion H?
It didn't occur to me. I just like them all to look the same.
Doesn't matter to me.
Okay. Is it all right?
Yeah, bring it
board?
On up. Yeah, so I can read it.
Yeah,
it does
okay.
The same business,
all
right?
Okay.
I can't write that fast.
Okay.
Anything else?
No, that's it. Thank you.
Okay. We'll move on to regular agenda items. Item A, can I get a motion to approve the revised Community Development Block Grant 5-year plan and the 2019 Community Block Grant application for the Town of Lysander Fire Protection Project?
I'll move that.
Go ahead, Pete.
I'll second it.
All right, discussion. Just again, a brief discussion. I said most of what I wanted to fill in earlier during my comments. It's obvious we don't have water mains in the northwest section of the town. We have dry hydrants. Dry hydrants are hydrants that are usually accessing streams, deep streams, or ponds. An engine will pull up next to that and draw water from a natural water source. These are where the projects are going to be located. I thought that it was important for the residents who might be listening or for the paper that might report on this meeting that there are 6 sites specifically that passed the vetting process of the fire departments. The first site is a new dry hydrant at the corner of Plainville Road and Swamp Road. That is, I believe,
Josh Allen's.
And I'd like to personally thank Josh Allen for giving us access to that pond. He's going to assist with the dry hydrant that's going to be put at that pond. He's actually going to clean his pond out to make it easier for us. Site number 2 is a new dry hydrant on Lamson Road between Fenner Road and Prine Road. Site number 3 is a new dry hydrant on Lamson Road between Prine Road and Plainville Road. Site number 4 is dry hydrant repair on Prine Road between Lamson Road and Kibbe. Number 5 is a repair of a dry hydrant on Plainville Road between Kibbe and County Line Road. And there is a repair of a dry hydrant between Lamson Road and Church Road off of Plainville Road. So those are 6 dry hydrants that we will bring online to help enhance fire protection. CDBG money has 2 pots of money, $50,000 grants and $140,000 grants. This is a brand new opportunity, a brand new pot of money for these fire departments to access to enhance fire protection in that area. If we're successful here, it's my intention to work with those same fire departments to bring even more water and maybe even water storage facilities in that area so And then hopefully that improves their ISO rating. When their ISO rating improves, their insurance costs drop. But love what those guys do out there. Anything that we can do here in the town to help them, it's an honor. So I'll keep you informed and let you know how we make out on the application. All right, there's a motion on the floor. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? Motion carried. Item B, can I get a motion to approve the local law to place a stop sign on Mercer Street entering the Giddings Trail Afternoon Drive intersection?
I'll move it.
I'll second it.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
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 All those opposed? Motion carried. Item C, can I get a motion to authorize the town supervisor to sign the aqua leases and operation agreements?
I'll move that. I'll second it.
Discussion. This is a request that would authorize me to sign these water agreements with Aqua. The town of Lysander has agreements with the village of Baldwinsville. In this instance, these are Aqua lease agreements. In meeting with the fire departments through the CDBG process, I was able to learn from them that they have hydrant concerns, specifically hydrant concerns in the Red Rock area and in the Jack's Reef area. And Jack's Reef, they're concerned about flow rate, and in Hayes Road down in the Red Rock area, they're concerned about access to hydrants. So I've been in communication with Aqua on both issues. So hopefully those will be addressed before I actually sign these agreements. But the motion is for me to eventually sign these lease agreements.
What's the period?
20-year period.
20.
Motion on the floor. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? Motion carried. Item D, can I get a motion to provisionally appoint Melissa McConaughey to the full-time position of Real Property Assessment Aid effective March 18th, 2019 at an annual salary of $37,000.
I'll move that. I will second that.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion carried. Item E, can I get a motion to hire Mary Augustus to the position of temporary part-time clerk in the assessor's office effective March 18, 2019, maximum 20 hours per week at $14 an hour.
I'll move that.
I'll second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion carried. Item F, can I get a motion to authorize...
Tabling.
Oh, we're tabling F. We're tabling G. And H has been modified.
Reread it.
Can I get a motion to authorize the town clerk?
No.
Why don't you read it?
A motion to authorize the town to hold a public hearing on April 4th, 2019 at 7 o'clock p.m. for the proposed 5G telecommunications local law, draft local law to be provided by the planning board attorney. This motion shall authorize the town clerk to advertise for same.
Very good.
I'll move that.
I'll second.
All right, go ahead, Roman.
Any discussions or questions for Dina? The motion on the floor. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? Motion carried. Item I. Can I get a motion to modify the vehicle use policy banning political activities in all town-owned vehicles?
I'll move that.
I'll second.
Any discussion? Any concern? I'll open it up to the audience. Anybody have a problem with town employees using town vehicles for political purposes?
I just wanted to explain the Aqua agreements are for 40 years.
That's not what is on their agreements.
The attachment on the website.
All right. Okay, thanks for that. I'll look into that. Last time I looked at them, they were 20. Back to the vehicle use for political purposes. Does anybody have a problem with town employees using town vehicles for political purposes? That'd probably be yeah. Yeah. All right.
I wish we hadn't, you know, this is such common sense, but it's too bad we actually have to pass a resolution for this purpose, but I'm glad we're doing it.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's unfortunate.
Okay. There's a motion on the floor to amend the vehicle use. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion carried. Any new business by board members? Okay. Don't need an executive session tonight, so can I get a motion to adjourn tonight's meeting at 8:13?
I'll move that.
I'll second.
Any discussion on that? All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion carried. Thanks for everybody coming out tonight.
Thank you.